Up next on American Restoration.
David Copperfield wants me to restore something for him.
This is just weird.
I've got a bunch of items that may not be so nice.
That's scared shitless.
Lawsuit.
You know, I restore stuff. I don't usually preserve stuff.
Can you meet the challenge?
It'd be an honor.
Well, don't f*** up.
This is a Russian machine gun.
Fire and hold.
Do you have anybody you want to try this on?
Yes, I do.
I'm Rick Dale, and at my shop, we share a passion to give new life to pieces from the past. Every project has its challenges, but there's no job we can't handle. This is American Restoration.
I got a call from legendary illusionist David Copperfield, and he has a museum full of magical artifacts. He asked me to come by because there might be a project for me, and I can't imagine what it is.
David Copperfield got something to get restored?
Yes, he does. He is getting some stuff ready right now.
Okay.
I don't know if you've got a minute. I can run you through the tour.
I can't wait. Let's go see.
I'm the executive producer for David Copperfield. The whole purpose of David's museum is to basically preserve magic from all around the world, and it's just great that people can come to see it all in one place.
Look at this stuff.
Basically seeing everything that made Harry Houdini famous.
Wow.
When people think of Harry Houdini, they think of the water torture cell.
Right.
And this is it right here.
Wow.
This is filled with water.
Right.
They lower him in. He would be hung upside down, so his feet are sticking out the top. And then he closed the curtain.
Right.
And he would escape from it. And for dramatic purposes, you know, he could wait longer. And the longer you wait, the more it seems impossible.
Yeah.
This was an amazing piece of theater.
I'm dying to know how the heck you got out of there.
It's a mystery. It's a mystery.
Yeah. I can't imagine how these tricks worked. Amazing. Maybe if I give him a restoration secret, he'll tell me how it's done.
Not a chance. Not a chance.
Nah, probably not.
So, this is not a magic trick, but it's very magical. David loves coin-operated machines, and this is a beautiful one. It's called a Violano Virtuoso. It's got a violin right here,
yeah.
A little keyboard back there.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful.
It's crazy, huh?
Never seen anything like that.
And mechanically, it's pretty amazing. You know?
Yeah.
And it operates with the clapper. You know, I bet David is ready.
Okay.
You know what? He's in the puppet room. You
can
just head down the hall. I'll get the door for
you. Okay. I'm excited, but I'm a little worried at what he's going to actually show me to get restored. I really am.
Hey, David.
Rick, how you doing?
Great to meet you.
Welcome. You having fun?
Oh, my God. This place is incredible.
I'm David Copperfield, and I've been doing magic for a long time. I make stuff disappear, I levitate stuff, and I'm happy to be alive. You know, I started not as a magician, I started as a ventriloquist.
Really?
By watching Paul Winchell. Do you remember Paul Winchell
when
you were a kid?
Yeah.
And he had his own TV show, and I needed to have a little friend just like that. And this was mine. This is the exact one. That's my mom and me and my little dummy there. And later on, after that, I decided to honor Paul Winchell with this little room that you can see right now.
Let's see. God.
All my childhood memories, and even before that.
Yeah.
Howdy Doody.
Yeah. I remember him, too.
I wish I could do ventriloquism. I really suck at it. So, but I love having this stuff.
But how'd you get into magic after that?
You know, I went to a magic store looking for a better dummy there, and I kind of fell in love with it, and I started taking out books on magic. But I wouldn't read The Secret. I would read what the audience would see and try to figure out my own version of The Secret.
Oh, yeah.
And I started inventing magic.
Right.
I was 12 years old. I was published in magic books, and, you know.
Wow, that early.
I was crappy at everything else, but magic, I had somehow, you know, kind of like you.
Yeah.
I could fix things, right? But I love things that surprise people that they haven't seen before. But I also love this whole other collection that I have of amazing things, and that's what I'd love you to help me restore.
I can't even imagine what you're going to show me.
You'll be surprised.
I can't wait to see this.
I heard about Rick's talents, and I've got a bunch of items that are kind of unusual. Have a seat right here. I'm going to show you some stuff. Items that are, meant for a purpose that may not be so nice.
Okay.
Have a seat. Relax. Make yourself comfortable.
Okay.
Look up there at that tree.
Oh!
You almost said a curse word, I think. You're a good man. And the reason I dumped you is to show you the kind of things I want you to restore. All right?
Okay.
It's all of these machines. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, good. Your heart's good?
Yeah.
The pacemaker's
like
pacing.
Like a roller coaster.
Lawsuit. All this stuff is the coolest stuff ever. It's all hazing practical joke devices that were built in the turn of the century to initiate people into lodges. It's made by the De Molen Company, and these are things that I collect. It's awesome.
I've heard of the De Molen Company before, but I've never seen any of these devices in person. They made pranks, but big ones. Everything from exploding coffins to fake guillotines. And they were meant to scare the crap out of some poor sucker and give everybody else a laugh.
This is a knife-throwing board,
huh?
And it's not really working great, but let's just demonstrate it. Now, put your head here, and you'd be strapped.
Okay.
And you have your arms here and here. Do not move. And I'll explain the whole thing to you. Let me just make sure it's working temporarily here. Nice. Do not move. Nice.
You weren't kidding about not moving.
Master magician David Copperfield has some extremely unusual items he'd like me to restore.
This stuff is really cool.
The idea of this was not to fool an audience. The idea of this was to take one person and scare the
bejesus out of him.
Yeah, exactly. Glad you said that. So this is your Bible.
Okay.
So what would happen was these knives would be hidden inside the board.
Okay.
And there'd be a person there with duplicates of these knives.
Okay.
Throwing these knives with light shining at him. So he couldn't see that he was throwing the knives behind him.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? This release happens. This guy is not going to be happy.
That's
which is good.
Right.
This is old, and you got to still make it old. Right here. See this piece?
Yeah.
Right there?
Yeah.
If you get the wood back to that. Not totally beautiful new.
Right. Patina's real important. So it looks like it's, you know, 100 years old.
That's right. These holes would be hidden. So I think we need to redo this this canvas.
Right.
And hide these slits.
Right.
Replace the leather things with old leather.
Okay.
You can duplicate these for me, right?
Yeah.
Do you have anybody you want to try this on?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes, I do.
You want to see the next thing?
Absolutely.
This is crazy stuff. This is a Ferris wheel goat. Here, I have the catalog picture, which is really, really great. They put the guy on there, and they'd strap him in.
Okay.
And he'd be blindfolded, and they'd wheel him around like this a little bit and kind of make fun of him. And then when he wasn't suspecting it, they would have him go upside down all the way like that while an exploding device goes off in your butt.
What kind of crazy lodges did they have back in the day? I mean, the catalog even says that it made goat sounds. I mean, this is totally nuts.
What it looks like to me is somebody's put it back together so that it didn't fall apart and it was laying around, you know what?
With some new bolts.
Right, so we'll go ahead and replace those and make those.
Like this?
Yeah.
The patina, I think, is great, so you don't have to touch that.
Okay. On the explosion portion of it, you want it to explode again?
I think so. The blank goes there, I think, and it fires out this way, I think.
Right. I think the hardest thing is parts that are missing. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's whatever holds his body on here.
We think these are for what would strap him on there.
On.
But to actually see it work is the real...
Yeah.
That'll be the fun part.
And this stuff's just bizarre. It's just bizarre.
Can you do it, though? Can you meet the challenge?
I've never seen this stuff. Mm-hmm. I've never touched this kind of stuff. I gotta be honest, I'm kind of nervous about this. But David Copperfield is a living legend, and I can't pass up the opportunity to work with him. I would love to do it. It'd be an honor.
Well, don't f*** up.
Yeah. Holy f***. As I'm walking off, he said, well, you better do a good job or else. I mean, where are you going to research this stuff? What was on what? I mean, how am I supposed to know? Talk about a pressure. Do not touch the horn.
This is just weird.
The Ferris wheel goat is supposed to fire a blank shell to scare the victim. The problem is, we can't figure out how it works. Hey, Doc. So I called in Doc, my gun expert, to hopefully shed some light on it.
What do you got there?
It's this crazy old-time stunt. On the bottom of it, it had this mounted underneath the seat. This is evidently the exploding device. I mean, have you ever seen any kind of a...
No, not like this.
I don't know. I thought that's where the shell would go in. You know, I don't know.
No, I don't think it fires.
No way!
Right.
That's amazing. The bah?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Who knew? I mean, the catalog does show that it makes a bah sound to sort of fool the victim. So how's that work?
Let's see what we got in it. The goat sound is going to come from this reed. And it's got a groove down the center of it, so when the air flows through the tip,
yeah,
it'll vibrate this and cause the goat sound.
That's great to know that that is the bah sound of the goat, but I still have a huge problem because it did go bang. I have no clue now at all how it works, but I have to have something that pops the shell.
Let me see what I got in my bag of tricks and see what we can use on that.
Okay. I sure hope you figure out this bad boy.
I want to shoot some real guns now.
Brettley plus guns? There's no way this is going to end well. Woo! Leonard's the perfect guy for the job.
That's sharp.
I've never done this before.
I got to thank you for coming because there's some stuff I don't understand on it. We're restoring these turn-of-the-century pranks for illusionist David Copperfield. So I called up his design specialist, Homer, so we can go over details for the knife-throwing unit. You know, I restore stuff. I don't usually preserve stuff.
What you're preserving is not just about aesthetics. It has to function as a trick. They can't know these knives are coming from behind. So you're basically working on a magic trick.
Right.
It's great.
Right.
This is the patent drawings from 1916.
Wow. So this material on here, I mean, what do you know?
It says the front surface of the board is preferably covered with cloth, which may be painted to represent the bark of a tree.
That's what this needs to look like.
Yeah.
And where you can't see the knife.
Exactly. You'll create a pattern or texture so that it disguises that.
Yeah.
You're looking at this line over here, so you don't see this line over here.
Gotcha. That's cool.
Thanks, bud.
Thank you very much.
I can't wait to see that thing work. It's been sitting in our warehouse for 10 years.
For the knife-throwing illusion to work, the prankster needs a set of decoy knives, so Tyler's got the job to make with our new Omex water jet machine.
Oh, my God.
But for David Copperfield, it's got to be perfect. Otherwise, the magic is ruined.
Seriously.
Doc, my gun expert, says he has something that he thinks might work as a firing mechanism for the goat Ferris wheel. He wants to show it to us at a firing range. Hey, Doc.
Hey, Rick. How you doing, bud?
All right, so what'd you end up coming up with?
Well, I went home, and I come up with something that should work for you pretty well. This is a mine detonator.
That's pretty wild.
It would put a lanyard through it both ways, like a tripwire, and as somebody walked by, it would take off and go forward, setting off a charge to set the mines off. It should work on the bottom of your goat.
Mind you, this is where your baby maker is. You know what I mean?
The firing mechanism, fiasco?
The blank goes there, and it fires out this way.
Really threw me for a loop on this project. But if Doc figured that out, it'll totally be worth it.
I think we're good and tight. We'll put a lanyard on it. That will be your pull string. Pull your charge back. Put the blank into the chamber.
Baby makers are covered.
Fire and hole.
Oh, wow, that's pretty loud. That would scare the bejesus out of the guy on the coast.
You should be just fine.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Doc. I appreciate it.
You are welcome. We shot this little goat gun, but really, I want to shoot some real guns now.
If we're going to shoot guns, we're going to shoot machine guns.
Here's your Thompson. It's a machine gun known as the Chicago Typewriter. It's got the 1928 brand on it, and
cool.
We've become Al Capone.
Let her rip.
Yeah, you feel like a gangster?
That was awesome.
It is a Russian belt-fed machine gun. Wow.
This thing is huge. Do you think you're ready for it?
I will destroy the puny target.
Time for the big boy.
David Copperfield's gonna be here very soon.
The twins are going to have to pull apart the knife board and stain each piece to make sure it keeps its 100-year-old look. Meanwhile, we found a taxidermist. Vicky will have to carefully replace our goat's pelt with a more durable one. He's such a perfectionist. If David doesn't like what he sees, he might make me disappear.
Hey, Rick.
Oh.
David Copperfield's here for the goat.
Hey,
the
man,
awesome,
how are you?
Awesome.
Thanks, Kelly.
You bet.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
How you
doing?
Welcome to Rick's.
I love it. I love it. I've been taking an invisible tour, sneaking around your stuff. You went through my stuff, so yeah. I figured it. I'm here at Rick's to see my two items that I really love, the Ferris wheel goat and the Demolin knife-throwing board. And both of them are very, very rare, very collectible, and part of my secret museum of amazing things.
You know, preservation kind of stuff's not usually what we do, make stuff look really pretty. I'm a little stressed, so I'm hoping that you love this.
And this can't look brand new, yeah. So I hope you didn't screw it up.
Right, thanks. Me neither. All right, so let's get to it. You ready?
I'm ready.
One, two, three. All right, so let's get to it. You ready?
I'm ready.
One, two, three.
It's awesome. Awesome, awesome. I can't tell what's old and new, so you won. You did good.
We had a taxidermist come in.
Yep.
All of the fur that was on it was actually real fur, we found out. But what was happening was coming off. So she ended up taking a goat skin and putting it on. So this is the same kind of skin. It's colored the same way. It's the same length. It's the same nappiness looking to it.
Looks good.
On the bottom of the goat, it had a cylinder device, and we were all under the assumption that was the gun. So I had my gun expert in here trying to tell me how this thing works.
Noisemaker.
That's the wow. Bah.
Would there be a tube hooked to it?
Yeah, to a bulb. Watch, listen to this. And then the firing device, we ended up finding this exploding device, made it look old. And now when you push the lever, it immediately fires that .22 shell, which makes a pretty loud bang.
I think this is a really excellent job, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I'm scared to try it, but it's awesome.
You know, I got a guy that would love to get on that.
Yeah.
Leonard! Everybody else in the shop has been initiated, so why not Leonard? He's gonna be perfect on this goat wheel. There you go.
All right.
There you go. All right, and we're gonna strap you on there.
Starting to get kinky.
Don't start rumors.
They blindfolded me, they put a helmet on me, they strapped me down.
These look secure.
I hope this doesn't wind up on the internet.
Say what? Oh.
Whoa. Whoa, whoa! Oh, man! Oh, mama! Whoa.
He made the initiation?
I think he passed the test. You're part of the lodge now.
Wow.
I loved what Rick did with the goat wheel, and that was awesome. But now we've got to check out that knife board, and it's got to be just right.
I'm hoping you like it.
I'm excited. I'm excited.
Okay. You ready? Here yep. We go. One, two, three. Check it
wow.
out.
That's awesome. This is really, really cool. When the cloth came off that old board, I was really concerned. And he did some amazing things that are kind of magic technology. He did a really nice job. I mean, the front of this was a disaster.
It was buckled open. You could see the knives. The material on the front was shot. So when your guy Homer came over, he was saying that this would need to look like a tree and sort of distract your eye.
Absolutely.
It's important to look at it and not see those.
Right.
Something's going to keep your eye off of these slits. So all this is one piece of material. And then Ted went and did all the art, made it look like a tree.
Well, I think what works here is, you know, you have all the light and the dark contrasting each other. It misdirects from the slits.
Right.
So I think that's a winner.
Okay, cool. That's good. That was what I was worried about most. On the back.
Well, this is nice. Very nice.
The inside of it, we cleaned up, you know, oiled everything enough, made it sort of rustic, you know, something that's been used.
The metal looks great.
Each one of the springs were bent down, so we straightened up each one of the springs. And then the knives, we made these for somebody to throw. We actually made them out of steel. So we did the handles exactly like it. We put the brass studs through it, the exact same as this up here. So when that comes into the side of your head, you know, you're gonna look at that and it's gonna look like the same one, you know, as you just threw. And the other thing is when you get the victim in front,
I'll see the real thing.
You give
touch
them a little,
that, make sure.
Yeah.
Well, I like them very, very much, and I can't wait to throw them at somebody. I got a few people I'm thinking about, actually. Well, I think you did a great job. You know, it looks great in the back, it's great in the front, and I can't wait to test it out.
Well, you want to put on a little show?
Sure.
You know?
You have a good victim?
I think you met the victim. He's the greatest guy, right? He said he'd do anything.
All right. We're going to go to hell.
Okay, all right. So David agreed that we could do a performance. So, you know, I wanted to go ahead and set the mood, you know? I mean, it needs to be exciting for both the audience and for the victim.
Feel those tips there.
Leonard was out picking when we were working on this project.
That's sharp.
That's right.
So he doesn't have a gosh dang clue how it works, what it does. He's the perfect guy for the job.
Can I at least put on a cup or something?
You good there, buddy?
I'm good.
Don't move, okay?
Okay.
Guys, you ready for this?
Yes.
I've never done this before. I really haven't. Here we go. First knife. By the leg. Oh! And the leg. Oh! Torso.
Oh, so close.
Other side. Here we go. There you go. Oh! Close. Here.
Oh! Right by your ear.
Behind the back. Behind the back. Behind the back.
What the hell? What the hell, guys?
Oh, good job, Leonard.
Good job, Leonard.
Guys, thank you so much. Rick, you did a great job. Your team did a great job. The buffet's outside, by the way. Come on, guys.
Good job, Leonard.
That was awesome. Guys, can someone untie me?